Cleaning Up Michigan, July 14, 2021. Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. More malfeasance is being addressed now. The Michigan Assembly has never been right. You know what I mean? There was something rotten in Denmark from the first, but hard to put your finger on. There were gossip campaigns, warring factions, strong opinions and contentiousness about every little thing, and we thought that perhaps that was at an end this past year, but it turns out that the peace was bought at an unacceptable price, allowing some individuals to operate in a secretive and ultimately dishonest way. Think of it as somewhat like paying protection money to the mob. So long as the Gang of Eight got whatever they wanted, got to control the money with no accountability, got to control the computer system however they pleased and according to their ideas of security, theirs, nobody else's, and got to control the membership records, too, they were content. They weren't prepared to be dissolved as an assembly, maybe because it never occurred to them that that was a possibility, or, given the circumstance they presented, a certainty. I have been accused of arbitrarily and unilaterally dissolving the Michigan Assembly, but that is not true at all. I had to take the action, because so far as I knew, the coordinator had given up trying to work with the gang, and there were substantial aberrations in their business practices which could not be rationally explained. Why, for example, had a treasurer been elected, and then not given control of the money? There were other irregularities as well. Now we find out that the recording secretaries destroyed all the digital records of the membership instead of participating in the orderly process of dissolution which should have preserved the membership records intact and ready for a new assembly to form. This also gives rise to the question, did they ever do the job of recording at all? Or did they just collect money for doing so? The former Michigan recorders apparently sent the paper copies back to the people, destroyed the digital records for spite and left everyone high and dry. And then, for the cherry on the top of their ugly sundae, they have tried to blame this action of theirs on me. Au contraire. They were told to turn the records over to the former coordinator pending reorganization of the assembly, but they took their own unilateral action instead. Building a viable state assembly from the ground up requires cooperation between the summoning authority, the federation, and the people coming together to build the assembly. We have the blueprint and the responsibility for making sure that it is followed. For whatever reasons, that cooperation and understanding of the process didn't exist in Michigan, where the Gang of Eight continued to say, my way or the highway from beginning to end. So these men have destroyed property belonging to the people of Michigan, and left everyone in doubt concerning the disposition of their records in any of the actual recording systems, and they pretend that by doing this, they upheld their responsibilities. Hogwash. Their responsibility was simple and clearly stated. Create the records and maintain them. So they did this by refusing to record the paperwork, which is why the Federation got involved in the first place, and by destroying the records that had been recorded prior to their latest temper tantrum. Selfish, spiteful, wrong-headed, uncooperative, self-important, and irresponsible to the end. Of course, they don't see it that way, or won't admit it, just like teenagers think that they are right and the rest of the world is wrong. The bad news is that these miscreants destroyed Michigan's records. The good news is that the Gang of Eight is gone and a new day for Michigan is dawning. Everyone of goodwill who does want to do things the right way for the right reasons can come back and make unfettered progress. We will assist everyone in re-establishing their records and making sure that they are in fact secure from now on. Those who have had their records destroyed can have them re-recorded, with the original date, at no cost. Keep watching the American States Assembly website for updates, and I will try to keep everyone updated as we rebuild the Michigan Assembly, according to what an assembly is supposed to be and the way it is supposed to operate. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.